Hi, this is Nicky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, continuing the discussion on the MX newspaper in Melbourne, Australia. Found an old copy of the MX that I have lying around at home. I'm just going to quickly go through it for Springer that doesn't know what's in the MX. First up, the front page, the very top right corner is Usher's love match, and Kylie Minogue's not so lucky with her lyrics. It's just fluffy crap. And the main heading for the paper is Roads to Ruin. It's an article about the public transport versus private transport in cars debate that the Labor government's trying to get 2020, they're trying to get 20% of all trips to be taken on public transport, as opposed to the 7.4% of people that work in the city use public transport to get there. I reckon this is indirectly showing Melbourne's financial prosperity in an increase in car ownership. It seems to be propaganda for the rich, showing that, oh, look, we've all got cars, instead of being like us povos that take public transport all the time. The actual issue itself would seem to be that the Labor government is encouraging the use of public transport, trying to be that we're not wasting resources on cars that we don't all need, when we could really be using public transport to take ourselves to, like, $5 a day instead of spending 20-something bucks on a car. Usually page 2 gets skipped right over. Page 3, however, has... the left column is the gossip column, which has about 6 articles on crap to do with the celebrities and Delta Goodrum stuff and supermodel Elle Macpherson stuff. And the bottom third of the page is taken up with some crappy ad, which I'm never going to go over anyway. And the main article for that is about Michael Hutchence's daughter, how she's blooming and getting old. It's like, who cares? The next article on that same page is about Renee Zellweger's marriage stuff. More fluff crap that no one really cares about. Oh, by the way, this paper was written on May the 11th, Wednesday, 2005. Page 2 has a brief article about Peter Costello attacking the NAB's cuts in jobs, which is trying to keep the amount of jobs in the country. But the article itself seems to be written to show that government is good and that the National Australia Bank is bad for cutting jobs and saving money. And then the rest of the stuff on that page is freak a roll. It's something about the role of a sports scientist. Then there's another one of these little gossip things. The MX seems to have all these little green squares, which are about 2 inches by 3 or 4, or 2 by 3 inches, that have a little gossip thing with headings such as Nice One and Bummer. And they show stuff about, like, just little gossip things, like Delta Goodrum's UK website, or a new chili sauce hitting the US market that's 30 times more potent than the spiciest pepper. A bit of a waste of space there. Then on page 2 we've got some other article about the St Kilda Film Festival, which was rather entertaining, but it's on page 2, and most people just skip right over page 2, because Westerners read from left to right, and when we open the paper, we're not going to bother looking to the left, because it's an express paper, so no one's going to bother to read it. And if people actually bother to skip and read past the first couple of pages, the next page, page 4, has a Mad Minute, which is an interview section that takes up about a quarter of the page. It's to do with someone who made Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's $1.3 million clothing empire. Crap. Then there's more ALP budget cut stuff. Good old government, useless waste of time. And the main article with this really cute Japanese girl in it, on that page, has about 20-something words in it. But basically seems to be summing up pro-privatisation and encouraging the Japanese PM, Junichiro Koizumi, to privatise the Japanese postal system. Yes, it seems to be that happens a lot in Australia with stuff for our postal service, our electricity, water, gas. ABC probably will be SBS will be privatised eventually. And I wouldn't put it past them to privatise Telstra soon anyway. The other articles on this page seem to be just A Party Death. Yeah, it's finally something that's actually worth reading. It's an article about a teen that got stabbed at a party, and the person that stabbed him got sent to jail and sentenced. Then there's another one of these little green articles, the little fluff articles with nice one, little gossip bits. That's about it. Then page 5 has a full page ad for RMIT. That's middle class affluence showing off university for you. Page 6 has this section called What in the Weird, which they have every single week, or every single day, which has strange and interesting fluff articles. It's all just crap that is there to entertain you. Then there's an article busting the myth about King Tutankhamun and his face and the shape of it and all that. Then there's another ad for... Oh, this was during the stuff when they had all the open weeks for universities as well, for semester 2 entry. A little fast food robbery ad. Another one of those little fluff green gossip articles. Page 7 has an article on scabies. Another fluff green article. Something about some heartbroken bride that died in England. And then we got the middle picture has about some nerd time warp thing for Monash University, which is one of the most prestigious universities in Melbourne. It's about the Museum of Computer History that opened up recently for all the different old computer bits that Monash used to use, and people have been donating them. More stuff to show off middle-class affluence. There doesn't really seem to be much in this about industrial relations laws or anything important other than showing off art shows and, you know, other middle-class crap that no one really would care about if this was aimed at, say, the western suburbs, which is the working class, not so affluent areas. Page 8 has this giant ugly looking face. It's something for some French art thing. And then we've got some stuff about a possible attack on government buildings in East Timor. Didn't that happen eventually? I can't remember. And then the bottom half of the page has even more advertisements for universities and finance seminars and retail stuff. Page 9, good old Dickhead, also known as Dick Smith, claims to be the Australian entrepreneur. It's trying to show, basically it's an ad for Dick Smith Electronics and some of his new computing bits, but the history behind Dick Smith is that he was a great Australian entrepreneur making Australian-owned and produced products and selling them for the Australian market and keeping the money in Australia, but he's about as Australian as Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, it seems to be in Murdoch newspaper, funny that. Then there's something in the top half about a Swiss ski resort whose glacier was melting. It's an artificial glacier. It's like, page 9 has some more stuff about Michael Jackson and his Neverland Ranch selling off. Then there was another thing that seems to be about archaeology, about an old shoe that was from the Iron Age. Then there's a hell of a lot more university ads. Another one of those little fluff green articles. Where is it? Page 11 has the boring but important section, which is where they put the majority of stuff that should really be headline news in a little one-third page section of about 6 articles, like Peru fugitives and the opposition conservatives being shuffled around in Britain, and Dick Cheney's energy lawsuit. Ugh, he's useless. And this article about some Chinese dude making little toy motorbikes. This is about some more stuff about the reptile Prince Harry. Ooh, I didn't say reptile, not at all. Then there's more stuff about the EU and the IRA using the money. There's an article about South Africa lighting up power lines to stop birds dying on them. It's another one of those green little fluff articles. Then there's about the Swedish hacker who got arrested for... Where was it? Was it Sasser or... doesn't say. Oh, then there's even more ads for university. Then we have the Down Under, Around Australia in 5 minutes page on page 12, which has stuff to do with Australia which is rarely ever actually important. A father holds abducted girl in ceiling. Crashed black boxes may be worthless. That was about a little courier plane that crashed a week before this newspaper was printed. It's a prison siege fear. The prison in Risdon in Tasmania has had a bit of a history of a hell of a lot of people escaping, and they're recently upgrading it. And during the upgrades, a few people have been escaping, and yeah, I've got mates that live around the corner there, and they're scared shitless. There was a while there for a few days where the prisoners had actually taken over the prison. I think that was actually about a week after this newspaper article was printed. Prison Siege Fear, the title was, and that happened in Risdon a couple of weeks after. Then there's more little... There's one about a crocodile weeding out food from the crowd, taking food from people that were at the Darwin Crocodile Farm. Buffaloes... it's crap. Page 13, very cross. Christ's fury after drive shaft ruling. Jesus Christ is finding it difficult to get a driving license. That's about the dude that changed his name to Jesus Christ. It's like, pff, what a load of crap. And then we've got... good old Stalin and Churchill statue in Moscow, showing the glorious back-to-back victory of Joseph Stalin and Winston Churchill, Illuminati, on a sitting on a stone pyramid of all things. Fucking hell, Illuminati. Then after that, we've got a little fluff green article again. And then about a burnt school in Coburg. The right-hand side, the doom and gloom section. It's where they show things about more stuff that actually is important, but they like to cut down into a very small section of the newspaper. Just about deaths and terrorist attacks and stuff that's, you know, so insignificant it only gets one-third of a friggin' page halfway through the newspaper. It's crap. Oh, and occasionally they have those little things called It's True, where it's it's 1 inch high and fills up the width of the page, which has some random factoid. And this one is about Australia having the 11th lowest road fatality rate in the OECD at 8.9 fatalities per 100,000. I wonder if that links to the front page article on the increased use of cars as opposed to public transport. You notice that a lot of these articles seem to be interlinked or somehow relate to other articles in the newspaper. It's rather weird. And next on page 14 we come to the MX Techno page, which has a lot of electronic gadgets and middle class affluent stuff all over again. About the Robo Dog from Japan playing soccer. Some crappy phone, the Nintendo DS. And then you've got the doctor.com section, which is where people can mail in problems that they have with their computer and the guy will answer it for them. It's rather noob stuff if you know how to turn a computer on, but other than that, it doesn't really serve much purpose. Then we've got the sports section, which I like to skip over because sport bores the living crap out of me. And that takes up 4 pages. Then we've got the MX business section with these really cute Korean girls in a picture, with red daffodils. Is it supposed to be a symbolism of communism, even though they're South Korean women? I've got another green fluff article in the middle of the MX Biz section, and the bottom part of the page is shown an ad for Tomorrow and Your Herald Sun, Revenge is Sweet, which was about an article in the Hit Guide, which is an entertainment guide which comes every Thursday, I think, with the Herald Sun, about the Star Wars movie. Then there's BHP Billiton article for their gas plans, even though they've not been doing a very good job. Then page 20 we have the brainwave section, which is jumbles, crosswords, trivias, horoscopes, useful, I think not. Then we come to the MX transport stuff, which is basically people having a bitch about the public transport system and showing upgrades, and occasionally it has a bit of propaganda from the people running Connex, which is the company that works for that runs the Melbourne train system, or half of the Melbourne train system, and they're not doing a very good job. But occasionally they try and say, yes, we're fixing things and we're working on it and we're trying to improve customer satisfaction and all that crap. And this is just a picture about the upgrades that they're doing to the tram system on Flinders Street next to Spencer Street Station. Flinders and King Street, which they've been upgrading for a few months now, and they want to get done before the Commonwealth Games. And the bottom part is an ad for saving money on 5 daily Met cards done by Metlink, which is the company that does the Met cards. Page 22 has a full ad for the train systems that will be changing during the football grand finals. Page 23 is MX Talk, which is where people just send in emails and text messages and stuff about their opinions and reply to other people's opinions. It's basically the opinion section of it. There's one big bit about someone having a whinge about life in the slow lane, driving, complaining about the excessive amount of cars on the road and the lack of public transport system. That relates to the article on the front page. How convenient! Ooh, the newspaper must be telling the truth if people are writing about it and complaining. Then there's more articles bitching about public transport system being crap. Then there's a section on City Watch, your weekly guide to what's going on in Melbourne. It's all boring crap. MX Lifestyle showing off some... page 24 and 25 has all the stuff showing about snowboarding and skiing in God knows where. Then there's the MX Night Out, which has all this chick stuff for stuff to do on the town during twilight hours. The next page is about the MX Flicks section, which has movie guides for the local cinemas and has an article or just an analysis of one of the movies. It's mostly propaganda rather than an analysis. Page 28, the MX Night In, which is about saying, which is advertising for stuff to do at home instead of going out. Then on page 29, we have the MX TV, which is just the TV guide for all 5 stations that we have. And then the bottom 2/3 of the page is shown up with Foxtel and Optus TV guides. Page 30, the Goss and Glam. I really hate this section because it's all celebrity crap. At least it's got a picture of Jessica Alba and she's really yum. there's some stuff about the Rolling Stones. There's an ad for Big Brother on the bottom half, and guess who owns the company that produces that? Murdoch. Then the last page has just got an ad for a mobile phone deal for some company. And that seems to be about it for this issue of the MX on Wednesday, May the 11th, 2005. I know it's an old one, but it's the only one I could find at the moment, so thanks for listening. This is Nurky, signing out.